Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
He said to them there, and this is given through Moses. He told them he wanted them to be a holy nation, a separated nation. Holy means cut out from all the rest. From all the rest of those 70 nations over there, he cut himself out a nation, and he told them he wanted them to be a holy nation, separated unto him, a chosen nation. Therefore, his purposes, and he ties them to bringing light and redemption to all the other nations. So here in the first five books of the Bible called the Torah, we have the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy. And in this chapter is really the whole, in a kind of a poetic way, is all the history of the nation. But we're going to skip here to verse 8. He's talking to Israel. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. God gave them lots of land, but he didn't give them the land that he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When he set, God is the one who created this earth. God is the one who says where boundaries of nations go. When he did that, he did it in an amazing way. He set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. And I want, Betty, did we bring any of these books, David Barron books? I want to read you something here from David Barron. I stumbled upon this book. I was in front of a Baptist bookstore, and they had some books out on a table on the sidewalk, and I stumbled on this book, and I found one of the greatest books. I don't know why they had it in such a sale, because I think I bought it for $2. And we've since found that Kriegel Publishers prints these David Barron's books as some of the best Bible books. David Barron himself was Jewish. He died in the early 20s of this century. But he was taught in the best schools of Europe in the Jewish way, and then he became born again. And you talk about a man who can bring you the light of the Scriptures. This man can do it. And in commenting on this Scripture, he says, "Here we learn the great truth, confirmed in many other Scriptures, that the land and people of Israel were from the very beginning the appointed center in the counsel of God for his governmental dealings with the nations of the earth. When he divided all the nations, he divided them in relation to the nation that he's going to use to govern them. You'll see it in the millennium when Jerusalem is the capital of the whole earth. He designed it so from the beginning. Now, there are people who believe that Israel is in the center of what would have been before the continents were divided. We can see it right now in such a way. I'll have some maps for you another day. But we can see right now that even today it is a little land bridge between Europe, between Asia, and between Africa. And you can see how the continents would have fit together. It's an amazing thing because this fact was discovered when the Israeli Air Force began to lose so many airplanes to great big birds. And they started studying it, and they found that the number two flyway for the birds in all the earth, the big birds, is right exactly over that tiny little New Jersey-sized state of Israel. All the big birds, the storks, the eagles, all of the ones from Europe, all of the ones from Asia, flying back and forth to Africa at the seasons, fly over that little place. And they lost a lot of planes until they began to study their habits, and they quit putting their planes up when the eagles were going or whoever was going. You know, they just don't go on the days the eagles go. It is so wonderful. We have been up on a high mountain in an old crusader's castle one day, and the air was filled with eagles beneath us. It was the most marvelous thing to see. So at the center of his dealings, he put the governmental place of Israel and of Jerusalem. Now, you'll see the same thing in Acts chapter 17. Don't lose Deuteronomy 32 because we're going to come back to it.
I already lost it myself, but we'll turn back. Acts 17. As long as it's in the Bible here, it's not lost. Acts chapter 17. I went to Frances Tutt's house one night. If any of you know Frances Tutt, you know what a pleasure that is, her old Southern home with Southern hospitality. And she has upstairs a nice like a little apartment place for you to stay. And I was there, and she had placed on my bedside table goodies, like she always does. My husband hated to travel in the ministry, except if we were going to Frances Tutt's. And then he was ready to go with bells on. And she had a Bible there for me, and it was in a slightly different translation. And I just opened it just to read before I went to bed at night. And I happened to open it to this chapter. I've since been to Mars Hill and could picture the setting of it in Greece. But we have Paul there in Acts 17, verse 16, we'll start with. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Betty took our little grandson, Cody, there. Betty and Bob Oakes over here in the front row, they help us in the ministry. And their son, their elder son, is married to my oldest child, Shelley. And so they took Cody to Greece. And I'm telling you, when he was a little bitty guy and they took him to Disneyland, we picked him up in the car out there one day. Gloria and Lynn were in the car, and we picked him up. They'd been to Disneyland. We were in a meeting out there. And Cody got in the car, and we said, "How'd you like it?" And he said, "I don't know about you, sissy, but that last ride was of the devil." He thought those Disneyland rides were of the devil. Well, he thinks the same thing about Greece. He's older now, and he felt like he had to wear a blindfold in front of all those statues. He came back to me and said, "What did you think of Greece, Mimi?" So Paul was stirred when he saw all that idolatry. And he comes up to Mars Hill, verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all these things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you." They were worshiping all these gods, and then lest they miss one, they made one to the unknown God. So he said, "Whom you are worshiping here, I'm going to declare him to you." Now the Lord told me there at Francis Tutt's as I was reaching that night, he burst in upon my Bible study, and he said to me, "I want you to see and take particular note of how Paul declared me to an idolatrous people who knew nothing of me." It's important. So we see here how he did it. He started off with that claim to everything. God created it all. "God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is he worshipped with man's hands as though he needed anything. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and he hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the boundaries of their habitation." He created all men. He created all these nations out here from one blood. Don't you get your little self over in some stupid thing. Talks about the mark of Cain. Did you know that we all came from Mrs. Noah? Bless the Lord. You can't trace anybody back to Cain. Glory be to God. And so we see here that God made all men of one blood, and he determined their times. There was not a United States of America before God decreed that there was a United States of America. Man, as we know him, has been on this earth about 6,000 years now. That 6 days is God sees time. It was not until the last half of the sixth day that the United States came on, but they came on the scene because it was their time appointed. God appointed their times, and he appointed what? Their boundaries. The boundaries of their habitations. He he determined the boundaries of the nations. This is going to mean a lot when we get over to studying the European community and why it's 10 and so on and so forth. But God determined. I was reading in another translation. Who has another translation? Something that says, NIV or... You got the NIV? Mark that out. Which verse it is about the boundaries? He determined... All right. From one man, he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God is God. He made it. He says, who gets it? There's no promise, and all the Bible is full, as many times spoken, as the promise which land belongs to Israel. But did you know that when they made the peace agreement, I just learned this recently, and it so troubled me. One of our leaders at that time of the administration, when they were going to Madrid to do the peace talks, and when the United States put pressure upon them to go to Madrid, one of our leaders and one of their leaders had it written up, we will not allow the Bible to be used as a reference book. You think those peace talks are going to succeed? They shut God and His Word out of them. God is a sovereign God. We can operate in faith because He sovereignly decreed that we can. But I believe the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. I believe that you and I live where we live and when we live because God determined it. I believe that for such a time as this, I came to the kingdom. I believe that 57 years old is exactly right for me. I don't want to be younger. I'm just right. I am the right age at the right time, and I wouldn't waste 1 minute worrying about getting older of my precious time I've got left. Glory. Now, here's another thing we're going to find out from Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 8. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, and when He separated the sons of Adam, He set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. They are governmentally to govern the nations, that separated nation. Now here's the next verse, which is very amazing.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways. On the internet website at www.billybrim.org or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!